This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Congressional Budget Office scoring on the Senate Republicans' health care bill found that 22 million would be uninsured by 2026, 15 million of them almost immediately. 15 million fewer people would also be enrolled in Medicaid by 2026. Deductibles would soar, but average premiums would decrease by 20% by 2026, and the federal deficit would be reduced by $321 billion over 10 years. Supreme Court reaffirmed its 2015 decision recognizing a constitutional right to same-sex marriage, ruling the states may not treat married sex, same-sex couples differently from others in issuing birth certificates. The case concerns an Arkansas law about birth certificates that treats married opposite-sex couples differently from same-sex ones. Husband of a married woman is automatically listed as the father, even if he is not the genetic parent. Same-sex spouses are not. Senate Republicans altered their health bill to penalize people who go without health insurance by requiring them to wait 6 months before their coverage would begin. Insurers would generally be required to impose the waiting period on people who lack coverage for more than about 2 months in the previous year. The waiting period is supposed to prevent people from waiting until they get sick to purchase a health plan. Insurers need large numbers of healthy people to help pay for those who are sick. University of Washington researchers found that the minimum wage increase to $15 in Seattle resulted in higher wages, but also a significant reduction in the working hours of low-wage earners. More than 24 million cases are pending before India's judicial system, with nearly 10% of them stalled for over a decade. The Supreme Court agrees to take up a travel ban later this fall and allows the U.S. to start implementing the ban for any visitors from six countries without relatives or bona fide relationships in the U.S. More than one quarter of Mexico's electricity is powered by American natural gas. According to a report from the National Center for Health Statistics from 2011 to 2015, boys, but not girls, were more likely to be sexually active if their mothers had not graduated from high school. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.